inside the 10, breaks a tackle to the house.
The 2013 home schedule is loaded with five bowl teams from a year ago, including Florida, South Carolina, and Texas A&M. Don't miss any of the exciting action this fall and order your season tickets today.
Two safeties back out of the backfield. Curley brought down immediately by Will Ebner for a loss back to the 46-yard line.
Order your 2013 Mizzou football season tickets today at MUTigers.com.
10 years ago, a Window World window cost $189 per window, and that included installation. 10 years later, and 35,000 homes later, a Window World window costs $189 per window, including installation. In fact, the only difference is that now it comes with a Good Housekeeping seal of approval. It also comes with every single customer service award you can possibly win. Call Window World now, 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Window World Windows. You need windows, you need entry doors. It's Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, and you can always find out more at windowworld.com. The Good Housekeeping seal of approval, free in-home estimates. Call 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Call Window World, 314-993-1800, or windowworld.com. That's Window World.
I don't need a whole lot of money.
No.
I don't need a big fine car.
No, me
either. I got everything that a man could want. I got more than I could ask for.
They released the autopsy results just a while ago. Corey Monteith of Glee, heroin and alcohol overdose.
Yes.
Bad combination.
Yep.
You know, I can sort of understand, like, a homeless person or somebody just has nothing, okay? No family, maybe your fourth marriage has now fallen apart, you don't have a job. I can kind of get the heroin thing. I'm just going to escape from the world. What are these people escaping from who, let's say, in his case, 31, if there's a star bigger on Glee, it would be Lea Michele, or whatever her name is. Is that her name?
Yes. Lea.
They're probably equal billing in terms of who the stars of that show are. But if you had to pick one, it'd be her. But he's at least a close second, if not an equal headliner to that show. So his career is set. I don't know what those people make, but it's not the first season of the show, certainly, or second, or third. So he had to be making big money. 31, bright future, guy could sing. What is he escaping from?
I don't know, but that heroin is nasty. You're addicted, man.
I don't think it matters.
And it is nasty, and it is too easy. It is way too easy to get. Do you remember when we were kids? You would say something, people would smoke pot, but if you thought about heroin or cocaine or anything, that's like the elite. That's way up the ladder. It's like,
yeah, and that's something you couldn't even get your hands on if you wanted to.
And now you can get heroin anywhere, and you can get it for $5.
Okay, you say, if I wanted heroin, I wouldn't know where to get. I mean, I wouldn't know where to get. You can't just walk on the street and, hey, anybody got any heroin?
Go down North St. Louis.
Really?
Oh, yeah. North St. Louis has it all around Kings Highway.
See, I think there's a certain look to people who are in the market. I think they can spot somebody. It's like a hooker. She can kind of tell when a guy's driving by the way, if he's interested.
Yeah.
And I think you can tell when people are not in the market. Like, I think people look at me and go, look at that old guy. He's not our customer. But I think there's a look that people have, and they're just, the dealers and the sellers are drawn to them, and they're drawn to the dealers. And I mean, they just sort of migrate toward each other.
My sister, when she was a probation officer in the city at one point, they were getting alerts out of Chicago saying it's coming this way, that they were mixing heroin with fentanyl, and fentanyl is like a morphine type drug, and people were overdosing left and right like
all
crazy.
All right, where do you get heroin? Here's how dumb I am. Where do you get? I don't mean where do you get it to buy it. Where do the dealers, the sellers, where do they make it? I mean, what is it? What is heroin?
I don't know because
it's just like cocaine. You get a.
Because the
but can you make your own like meth or
no,
you can't
I
make
don't think
heroin?
So. No, it's all it's so. All brought in.
It's like cocaine.
Else.
People don't make their own cocaine.
No, but it comes in. I guess the biggest producer is Afghanistan, right?
What is black tar heroin? What is that?
I don't know what black tar heroin is.
Because I hear that expression. I was watching a movie the other night, and they made some reference to black tar heroin. Like, guys, that's the best of the best, or the nastiest of the nasty, or the most addictive, or
I don't know.
And then heroin, can you also either shoot it, snort it, or smoke it?
Yep. Yeah, you can shoot it, snort it, smoke it, and they take like pills. They'll take like little capsules. And put it in the little capsules and dump all the stuff out, like Tylenol capsules or something, and put it in there. They call those beans.
So you can shoot, snort, or smoke pretty much anything except pot. You eat pot or you smoke pot. You don't snort pot and you don't inject pot. It's
no.
not a liquid.
No.
But cocaine, you can snort or...
I think you can smoke
can
that,
you,
too.
You can smoke crack yeah, yeah. cocaine you smoke. Yeah. Can you inject cocaine?
Sure. I think yeah. so, yep.
So most of this other stuff you can take in any of those forms except pot, which is the mildest, but many people say the gateway drug. I'm not in that world, but I absolutely believe that it's 100 times as big a problem as most people think it is. I think most of, let's say, West County, except for the people in West County who are into coke parties and stuff, I think most of just Leave It to Beaver America is completely oblivious as to how rampant this stuff is.
This war on drugs is just...
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
You know, ask any of the cops about the D.A.R.E. program, which is a couple, three decades old. It's a waste of time.
The Reagans did.
Complete waste of time. Any cause that any first lady takes up is for show. You know, when, who was it, Laura Bush was reading the kid. No kids read more because of Laura Bush. No kids are losing weight because of Michelle Obama. And no kids didn't do drugs because, in their eyes, that stuffy old Nancy Reagan said don't do it. That's the last person kids are going to listen to. Yeah. If somebody is unhip as Nancy Reagan.
The amount of money that's spent on the...
Yeah, it's just a waste, yeah. Complete waste. Let's take some phone calls, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Patty joins us. Hello, Patty.
Hi, Frank. I'm going to try to make it through this.
All right, you'll make it.
On November the 11th of 2011, my grandson overdosed on heroin in North St. Louis.
Okay.
At a hotel over there. I could probably say its name, but I really want...
And it's like not the hotel. It's not the hotel's fault.
No, it's not. But this place has been known for drug use. It has a fence around it. The owner is aware of what's going on in the hotel.
How old was your grandson?
He was 22 years old.
Okay.
He had just gotten out of rehab. He was doing very well. Then everything just started going wrong for him. And so, of course, he turned to something that would make him feel good. It is available everywhere. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter. One time, Frank, will kill you. One time. This stuff is so powerful.
All right, here's the problem, though, Patty. You say one time will kill you, but the truth is most people don't die from their first injection or the first time they use heroin.
Well, I'll tell you, Frank, I have gone to heroin awareness rallies, and I have talked to people there. Not too long after my grandson had passed, I talked to someone that was at one of the rallies, and her brother had gone to a club in St. Louis. He was with four friends. Someone talked him into trying heroin. This was their first time. They all five overdosed. This was in St. Louis.
Brother.
They do not, these small towns in this area do not understand that it is coming. My daughter has taken on lecturing at schools, at town hall meetings. She goes everywhere to try to make people aware of the fact that it will kill you.
Okay, but why don't kids seem to believe that? And let's forget killing you, just ruin your life. What is it about them that makes them refuse to think that's the truth?
I don't know.
They just ignore it.
They say that the high is just something. I've never done it. I've never done heroin. They say that the high is just something that.
It's euphoric. That's what I've been told.
You know.
Well, you know what? Lots of things are euphoric, but I'm not going to do them. I'm sure base jumping is euphoric, jumping off a building or something with a base. I'm not going to do it. I don't know whatever happened to people being able to say, nope, I'm not going to do that. That's really dangerous. And I'm not going to do it because I really believe that it would be so wonderful that I can't stop. That's why I'm not going to. That's why I've said this before. That's why I've never tried cocaine. I know lots of people that have tried cocaine. I've seen some cocaine, not a lot, a little bit. Never snorted one grain of cocaine. And the reason is, I guarantee you, I would love it. And I'd want to keep doing it.
Here's what the kids think, because I know someone that was in a house, and these are all kids that were probably 17, 16 to probably 25, and they were all in a house and they were doing heroin, and one of the kids passed out and they couldn't wake him up, and they thought it's so funny, so they took him out on the front lawn and they laid him out on the front lawn. Well, he was dead. And he was 19 years old, and he was dead. And then the parents went to try and find him, and he's laying out on the front lawn dead, and it didn't affect any of them. They still did heroin.
Patty, did you hear Holly, who was in here last Thursday?
No, I did not.
The meth addict, the former meth addict, the woman that went to prison for 5 years. What a powerful, powerful hour and a half we had with her. I want to ask you something. I want you to tell me about your grandson, and you can do this. Paint for everybody a portrait of your grandson. Was he an inner city thug loser?
Oh, no. Small town, population, 350 people in Illinois, very small town.
What age did he do it the first time, do you think?
You know what? He was a recreational user. That's what I will say, because I never saw my grandson passed out on the couch. I never saw him acting like he was just totally screwed up on heroin.
But what age do you think he started?
I would probably say 17 or 18.
Did he start with pain pills? Because usually that's the problem.
I believe so.
Yeah, that's the problem with the kids. They start on pills, and then they can't get the pills anymore. The pills become too expensive, and that's what they switch to.
And heroin, it used to be the opposite. Heroin used to be so expensive and stuff, and you couldn't get it. Now, it's so easy to get.
It's cheaper than marijuana, and it also gives you a high that lasts longer.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter... A death like that tears your family apart, I'm telling you. And if anybody out there knows anybody that's on heroin, get them help. It just tore our family apart.
And that sounds good. That sounds good, get them help. But you can't get them help if they don't want you to get them help. You can't hog tie these people.
It's definitely true.
I'm baffled by this. And it's everybody from the down and out and the desperate to the people on top of the world making a fortune like this kid on Glee. It's like across the board. It's every kind of person.
That's why I'm on my way to a counseling now. I don't know how to deal with this with my family. I'm the mother. I lost my grandson. Lost her son.
When did he die?
November the 11th, 11.
Okay, have you gone and met yet with other people who've had family members, grandchildren, children who died from this? Have you been in one of those groups?
I have not, but like I said, this is kind of, it's a very touchy subject with our family. My daughter associates with people like that because they have that in common. She tries to hide stuff like that from us because she doesn't want us to feel her pain. It's just so hard to explain. It is so hard. I go to the counseling because I want to help her, but like I've been told, I can't help her. She's in this zone where she's just going to have to work it out. But you know what? I'm very proud of her because she has taken this and she's got a foundation in his name. she pays for headstones for people that overdose on heroin and they can't afford to have a headstone. She helps pay for funerals. She helps for people to get into rehab out of this foundation. She, like I said, she goes to schools. She talks. She educates. She shows a video of what a normal childhood my grandson had. We all went to the zoo together. We were just all so close, and now we can't get together for anything.
Well, you know what? I hate to sound like such a pessimist and so, I don't know what the word is, but all of that stuff won't work. All these pictures of people with holes in their throats hadn't stopped kids from smoking. All the pictures of what bad lungs look like. Everything they've done to stop this drug thing hasn't worked. There are certain people who just have to try certain things. They just have to do it. And I don't know how to put an end to that.
I don't know either. I wish I could. But like
and
said,
it's not always from somebody. It's not always somebody who's from a family where they set bad examples. Some of these people are from really good families, decent families. I'm really sorry about your grandson. I hope you find some peace, and I hope you. My only advice comes from a friend of mine who lost a son in a traffic accident, and he said one of the things that helped him through it, and I've told this story many, many times, was that being around other people who had lost children, he said it made all the difference in the world because you can share your stories and you realize it wasn't you. You couldn't have stopped it. You didn't cause it.
My daughter did tell me, I mean, she's come a long way, but she did tell me that she realized that she was a good mother. And so that was a really big step for her.
And I think you can be a good mother and a good father and still have a kid who does something really stupid.
Yes.
And it's just nothing you could have done about it. It's just the luck of the draw and this life. Thank you, Patty, for the call. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Frank. And like I said, talk about it. Spread the word. That's, you know, knowing anybody, you know, like I said, maybe it'll help one person.
Okay.
You just don't know.
All right, Patty. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Yeah.
Here's my advice to parents. And I don't have the perfect family, but I will tell you this. I have three kids who made it into adulthood, and we never had any issues with this stuff. We almost did. And I did something most parents don't do. I was very intrusive, and I didn't believe in this. It's my room, and it's private, and stay out. It's my house. It's not their room. It's my room and my house. You're living there, and until you're 21. And I really, this is old school, and I'll give you the short version of the story, but at one point, my two boys, along with another knucklehead, I just could tell from the closed doors in the bedroom and the muffled conversations and the quick answering of the phone when a certain person called, there's something funny going on. And it was about pot. It was about acquiring pot and getting a hold of it and where to meet me and blah, blah, blah. And once I sort of sensed it, I tapped their phones. They had their own phone line. They were privileged kids. My kids grew up kids of privilege, okay? They had plenty of money. They didn't ever want for anything. And one of the things they had was their own phone line. Well, guess what? That enabled me to buy a pretty simple little electronic kit, hook it into the phone line so they didn't know about it. When their line was answered, it activated the recording device. It took me one night. One night. That's all it took. And this scumbag called, and I played back and listened to both ends of that conversation. And I knew exactly what was going down. And I called my kids in a room, and I let them know that I knew who their friend was and what they were planning to do. And my younger son said, how did you know that? And I said, because I recorded and listened to your conversation. And my son said, that's against the law. And I said, yes, it is. But what you were about to do is against the law, too. I broke the law to keep you from breaking the law, and what I just did may have saved your life. And then I put the hammer down, and it was 6 months of no communication, no calls in, no calls out. Do not drive anywhere but work and school. I'll watch the odometers. And for 6 full months, they couldn't take a call or make a call. And every call that came in on their line, I answered it, and I said, if you're calling for, and it was either Adam or Austin, I said, you call back in 6 months, because they're not taking calls and they're not making calls to you or anybody else. And I wrote it out the whole 6 months. And I'm going to tell you something, it was like a prison sentence. It was like 6 years to those kids. And when that 6 months was up, we never had a problem. And the kid who was on the phone with them that I recorded is in prison. And my kids aren't. You have to, as a parent, stop this business about, well, you know, they need their privacy and they don't want, that's BS. butt in, nose in, look under the mattress, open the drawers, break a lock open on something if you have to, listen in on phone, do what you have to do. Ask Patty. If that would save the kid's life, you, trust me, after a kid's dead, you'll go, well, now I wish I'd done that. I don't want my kid to think that I'm, you know, I'm just, I don't trust them. Guess what? Sometimes you can't trust them. They're kids. You're not their buddy. You're supposed to protect them and take care of them until they're 21. Nose in, butt in. This privacy thing is crap. It's a load of crap. We've known other parents. Well, in one case, we ended up stopped speaking to the parents because I couldn't stand it anymore. They were these, timeout type parents. You have to give your kids space. They'll learn on their own. You got to let them make mistakes. No, I'm not going to let them make mistakes. It'll kill them. All right, that's it. That's my speech. Light what?
Oh, I was going to say, and you have to be careful. Be careful not to enable them also, because they will start stealing from you and just take everything and anything from you to end up going to get the drug.
Well, I'll never get these parents to have a little party at the house. They let their underage kids drink, and they let their kids, their friends drink. And, well, don't tell your parents, but you're all here and you're not driving, so you're at home, and it's safe. Wow, what a pile of crap that is.
Yeah, but if something happens to one of those kids, man.
You can't do that. It's still against the law.
I know.
You're the enabler. You're going to jail, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, if something happens to them. Life Care Center of Florissant, they are a transitional care facility, which means Life Care Center is not a nursing home. Nursing home has a bad connotation with a lot of people. It should, because some nursing homes are horrible. Some are good, but there are some horrible ones. This is not a nursing home, so let's just get that out of the way. This is a transitional care facility, not the only one in the St. Louis area. But if you visited all of them, I'll bet you this is the only one you'd want to be in, or you'd want somebody in your family to be in, somebody who's had a serious wound or a stroke or pneumonia or heart failure and been in the orthopedic injury, been in the hospital, now released but can't go home yet. They need that interim transitional care. This is where you want to get that care. This is a beautiful facility. I was blown. I almost thought about getting an orthopedic injury so I could go there and stay for a couple of weeks. But then I realized to do that, I'd have to do something athletic. So I threw that out. The average length of stay is 27 days. You go there, you stay there until you're 100% ready to go home. Some people are there 2 weeks, some people are there a month. Average 27 days, some 6 weeks. They let you go home when they know they've done all the right things. And you may not want to go in. You don't want to go anywhere, but you know you have to. So if you're going to have to, go there. But by the time you're there for a while, you may not want to go home, because there's a lot about this place is probably better than your own home. Do you have an executive chef in your own home? They do. His name's Roger Jameson. This guy's a fantastic chef. Yeah, a chef in a transitional care facility. Beautiful rooms, activity. You'll get better. You'll end up going home. But until you do, Life Care Center of Florissant, and I don't care where you live, make your way to Florissant for this special time and get what you need. Life Care Center of Florissant.
We're going to get a look at traffic now and see how things look airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we're flying over in Illinois. There's some kind of incident going on somewhere near Highway 70 and Route 4. We're going to go check that out now. But on the way, we're looking at southbound 255. What a jam up. You know, you're down to just a single lane as they've been doing that construction there for quite a long time. But you've got bumper-to-bumper traffic from Highway 162 all the way down through Collinsville Road before things finally open up. And that's at least a 3, maybe 4 mile jam up there. Now, if you're coming in on eastbound 64 to Illinois, you're slowing from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, you're at Park. Southbound 270 now starting to slow from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. And the usual slowdown on westbound 70, 270 to the Blanchette, 370 through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. A summer favorite is back, the strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad featuring fresh strawberries and antibiotic-free chicken. St. Louis Bread Company, live consciously, eat deliciously. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's like a donut break
in the middle of your morning at work.
The Morning Quickie with Steve Cochran. Weekdays at 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hey, down here. It's me, your lawn. I know I usually let you walk all over me, but this time I gotta speak up. I saw you sneak off into the woods with those bags of my clippings, leaves, and brush. Do you know that if you dump that stuff in the creek, it'll remove oxygen from the water as it decays? Fish and other aquatic life can't survive in water with low oxygen. Plus, decaying yard waste promotes excessive growth of algae. Eventually, the water will become a health hazard. Even if you just dump the bags on the bank, all that debris covering the ground prevents anything from growing there. Without vegetation to stabilize the banks, they start to erode. So how about composting instead? It makes a great natural fertilizer, could even save you a few bucks. And if you'd mow my grass a little taller and leave the clippings on the ground, it'll help me retain moisture and provide some yummy nutrients. I hope you're listening to me. Don't forget this time, I've got the dirt on you. Check out MSD's website for more information, www.stlmsd.com.
Missouri's biggest, oldest, and most trusted electronic cigarette outfit, Supreme Nicotine, is proud to announce the grand opening of St. Louis's first vapor lounge. Located on Manchester Road at New Baldwin Road in Baldwin, Supreme Nicotine's vape lounge is your electronic cigarette and e-liquid superstore. Offering hundreds of flavors of our U.S.-made e-liquid, dozens of kits and accessories, we've got it all. And as Missouri's only certified JoyTech distributor, you know you're getting authentic merchandise, not cheaply made bootlegs or knockoffs. Supreme Nicotine's nothing like the junk you may have seen or tried from the convenience stores or gas stations. So we invite the most skeptical critics and those smart enough to be vaping already to come try Supreme Nicotine free at our Vapor Lounge, 15270 Manchester Road, Suite 110, at the corner of New Baldwin and Baldwin. Did I mention our lounge seating, 70-inch 3D HD TV, PS3 or Wi-Fi? Can't make it? Check out Supreme Nicotine at the South County Mid Rivers Galleria or St. Louis Outlet Malls. Learn more and order online at supremenicotine.com.
Jim is 38, mortgage, married, three great kids. He wants to protect his family with a $500,000 term life insurance policy. What do you think it will cost him? $100 a month? $60? $40? Actually, none of the above. Jim is in excellent health and can get a 10-year, $500,000 policy through SelectQuote for under $19 a month. Jim's wife, Deirdre, 36, and also in great health, can get a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $16 a month. See how much you can save.
For a free quote, call 1-800-900-2029. That's 1-800-900-2029. 1-800-900-2029. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you want effective relief for your joint discomfort, why would you settle for anything less than the number one selling joint supplement at GNC? That's why you owe it to yourself to try number one selling Instaflex, especially since you can get a complimentary 2-week Instaflex sample just by calling now, 1-800-600-0129. Instaflex is number one at GNC because it's our most powerful joint relief formula ever. And right now, we'll let you experience the Instaflex advantage by rushing a complimentary 2-week sample straight to your door. And all you have to do is make a quick, free phone call. Don't miss this special opportunity to experience how Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Guarantee your complimentary 2-week sample by calling now. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-600-0129. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-600-0129. Again, that's 1-800-600-0129.
If you haven't refinanced your home at today's rate, what are you waiting for? Rates are creeping up, and Golden Oak still has fixed mortgage rates in the threes.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Now's the time to lower your rate and save money every month.
Even if you're not sure we can save you money, call us. What have you got to lose? We're happy to try. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Our experienced loan officers will ask you a few simple questions, and we take it from there. No muss, no fuss, no out-of-pocket fee.
Take 10 minutes. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD. Take advantage of ridiculously low fixed mortgage rates. Today, still in the threes.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate 3.25, APR 4.165, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 314-567-GOLD.
X Games champion Travis Pastrana has leaped from an airplane without a parachute. He once jumped his rally car 269 feet onto a barge. But his latest feat, Travis races his 650 horsepower Roush Fenway stock car using a racing formulation of Valvoline motor oil with next-gen technology. Made with 50% recycled oil, Valvoline Next Gen is specially designed for today's hotter running engines. Looks like recycling just got badass. To see more from Travis and Valvoline Next Gen, go to youtube.com/Valvoline.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
There is so little that you remember about being a kid. I know diaries are things that little girls, at least when I was a kid, girls kept diaries. We should have all kept a diary. Just made a little entry every day. You go back now and look at it and go, oh, yeah, I remember that. Because I can't remember most of what happened when I was a kid. But here's what I do remember. I do remember the first time I ever went in a store where I was just overwhelmed. I remember looking around going, whoa, because we lived in a little hick nothing town in Tennessee, and we went up to Akron, Ohio to visit my sickly grandmother who smelled like mentholatum. This is the one whose big boob fell out.
Oh, yeah.
And we're in Akron, Ohio, and we went to a W.T. Grant store. And I'd never seen an escalator. And I can still remember going, I asked my dad, I said, look at those stairs, they're moving. He goes, it's an escalator, let's go. And we went on it, and we just up, and over. We just kept, it's like a ride at Six Flags, get in line again. We go up, we go down. I thought, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. And here's this huge store. We didn't have any kind of department store in that little hick town I was in. And there were no Walmarts. You just go into the little Rexall store and get a cherry soda or something. W.T. Grant, this is the way you're going to feel when you go into a Meanies. It's going to be like when I was a kid and I went into W.T. Grant and I just looked around and went, wow, I've never seen anything like this. Even as an adult, that'll be your reaction when you go into Meanies. Now, that's a pretty big description for a store, but it's accurate. And I can't describe to you everything that I saw at W.T. Grant. I remember the bags of popcorn were a quarter, and they were huge. The bag was like 2 feet tall and in diameter, like 12 inches, a giant bag of popcorn for a quarter, and escalators and different departments. Well, a Meanies is like that in that you're going to see jukeboxes. And you're going to see pinball machines and arcade machines and pool tables and shuffleboard. And you're going to see lighting, a Jaffe lighting display, and home theater furniture and patio furniture like you've never seen in your life. You didn't even know patio furniture existed that was this quality, especially if all you've ever bought is junk. That's a Meanies. You won't forget it, and you will go back, and you'll tell people about it. A Meanies. They're in Chesterfield Valley. There's no other store like it. Under the Copper Dome, A-M-I-N-I-S, Meanies.com. Because it is Tuesday, and because Tuesday is the day the DVDs and CDs are released, we visit again with Joe Hipperson, courtesy of Oreck. That's right, Oreck as in great vacuum cleaner, but also as in other great home care products, and they're all in the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck home care centers. Drop in, say hello, tell them your AM and the PM, and give it up, if you would, for Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes!
Yes.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Frank. How are you, sir?
Great.
Excellent. It is New Release Tuesday. We always like to start out with the music. David Lynch, the very bizarre experimental filmmaker who, I don't know, Ian, have you ever tried to watch a David Lynch movie?
No.
You know, the Twin Peaks guy, he did Mulholland Drive. He's just a really weird out there guy. He's released an album of music which is just as weird as his films. It is called The Big Dream.
You know what I'd call it? If my name were David Lynch, no noose is good noose.
Oh.
Lynch, see what I did?
Oh, yeah.
Noose.
Hanging magic.
Hanging humor. Thank you, Dan. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. Good. The Pet Shop Boys' new record called Electric. David Bowie. Favorite song from Joe Hipperson when it comes to the David Bowie catalog is a song called Life on Mars. To commemorate the 40th anniversary of this single, they're releasing today a 7-inch picture disc vinyl version.
Let me show you what that looks like. Subtract an inch. Right. What you just saw, and you got seven. I messed that up. Right. Take an inch off this, you got seven. Go ahead.
There we go. Yes, right. A 7-inch picture disc. For the kids that are listening, a picture disc, this is old school vinyl. It's when they would actually press a picture.
I remember that.
Onto the vinyl itself. Very cool. And if you're a David Bowie fan or you know one, this is definitely something worth picking up. Over on the DVD end of things, Hell on Wheels Season 2 is out today. Alphas Season 2, The Misfits Season 3, Damages Season 5. A guy that I just can't get into and really just find annoying, the George Lopez Show Season 3.
I can't stand him.
I cannot stand that guy.
I don't get George Lopez.
He's not funny.
Exactly. He's that funny.
And he's arrogant.
And every time I see the guy perform a stand-up or a show, I've never heard so much canned laughter ever. Obvious on the
He's
nose.
He's horrible.
All right, so we all agree no one should buy George Lopez.
Yeah, you can only
go
to the racial joke well.
And
so
he does
much.
It every 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's all his comedy is
the guy
stereotypes of Latinos.
Yeah. Right, and you know what? I'm sorry, but I can laugh at other stereotypes. I don't really find Latino stereotype humor funny. I really don't. I don't think there's ever been a Latino comedian that could make me laugh.
No, remember Carlos Mencia? He kind of fell off the face of the earth. His real name was Ned, and he was half German or something. So, yeah, he was a fraud.
We've got The Border Season 1 out today. Now, Dan, I know that with the kids and whatnot, you get into some of the cartoon shows. I'm not sure if Ian's check this out, but have you ever tried Regular Show?
No.
Mordecai and Rigby, Regular Show? You never watched it?
No,
I haven't. It is one of the most addictive cartoons I've ever seen. I mean, there's not a time that goes by when my sons and they're 7 and 13 years old, where we don't at least watch a marathon sit-down for 2 hours of Regular Show. It's one of the most out-there shows I've ever seen. Season 1 and 2 out today and a special Blu-ray box set. So if you're a big fan of Regular Show, you can definitely check that out.
By the way, Pian, I just checked. You're right. The Carlos Mencia, real name, Ned Spurk.
Oh,
Ned
wow.
Spurk.
There you go.
That's interesting.
Go ahead, Joe. Familiar.
For the first time ever on Blu-ray today, here's a couple of releases. First time ever pressed in brilliant high definition. Black Sabbath from 1963, starring Borlos Karloff.
Borlos.
Did I say Borlos?
Borlos. Yeah, Borlos.
Wow.
Borlos.
I seriously said Borlos.
He said Borlos Karloff.
Look at that. Yeah. I am not a professional broadcaster. Boris Karloff, Black Sabbath, 1963. The original version from 1963 of Lord of the Flies, the original black and white version. A lot of people know the 1991, but the 63 black and white Lord of the Flies out on Blu-ray, first time ever. So is a R-rated cartoon I've never seen, have no intention of ever seeing, know nothing about, except the guy that made this made Fritz the Cat, and
Fritz.
He got really popular, so he made Heavy Traffic in 1973. R-rated cartoon out on Blu-ray for the first time ever. Also out today is a movie called Erased. It stars Aaron Eckhart. People kind of take or leave Aaron Eckhart.
From Batman, right?
Yeah, the guy who played Harvey Dent. He made his bones when he did the movie Thank You for Smoking. Remember that? Kind of like a
not a big actor.
Not
just
big. You would know him if you saw him, but not really the leading man type. He's in a movie called Erased. If you take the Bourne trilogy idea and you take the movie Unknown with Liam Neeson, you mix them all together, that's the movie Erased. Basically straight to DVD, not for you and me. A movie that is proving Sylvester Stallone really might not have it all together like everybody thought. Bullet to the Head is out today. This is a 90-minute run where all you're really doing is waiting for the ending, where him and the bad guy grab axes and every sharp object they can and just start whacking the heck out of each other. The problem is that Stallone really did tattoo. I mean, like 90% of his chest and back have been really tattooed. And it just looks a bit weird, because if you remember in Rocky Balboa, he was older and he had that older guy workout, like big vein thing going on. You know what I mean, Frank?
He looked hideous, like a deformant, like he was deformed.
Right, so now when you add tattoos on top of the
regular
skin.
Are they real
skin,
tattoos, or what do they call the fake tattoos?
No, they're not fake. They are definitely not fake tattoos.
Yeah, hennas.
Right, no, he's really tatted up now. Stallone is extremely tatted up. And there's something about the veins on and the tats and the way they just kind of ripple. It just looks weird.
Well, Joe, he regrets it. I talked to him this morning.
No, really?
I said, Sly, All right, really? Tattoos? Are you happy with that, or do you regret it? Here's what he said.
Oh, no. You know, I went and it hurt a little bit. You know, I regret it. I didn't like it. You know, I don't like it.
I can't tell if you like it or not.
Yeah, I think he likes regretting it, I believe.
That's it. Yeah.
Today, the remake of the Sam Raimi classic Evil Dead. This movie is evil. It's wrong. And I'm telling you, if you're one of those guys that likes the horror movies and you don't think you can get grossed out or just sickened, that was a good sound effect, by the way.
Yeah. It was really good. Yeah. In fact, I didn't even know. I thought it was a sound effect.
Hey, look at that. Hey, I'm trying to make up for the Boros or whatever. Yeah,
Boros call.
Yeah, Evil Dead remake. Remake is out today. Power Rangers Samurai, The Ultimate Duel, Volume 5. Zombie Lover, straight to DVD.
30 seconds, Mr. Hipperson.
All right, and last but not least.
He always takes the cue.
Yeah. I got two releases that are very, very cool. It is the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who, so they've got a really cool documentary. It is called
Basement.
Doctor Who Revisited, awesome documentary on four discs. And if you're a big fan of Matlock, the complete series collection, all nine seasons, a 52-disc box set. Matlock, the
Wiley
complete series,
Matlock.
$338 for Matlock and 42, the Jackie Robinson movie. Do not miss that as well. I'm out. Talk to you guys later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hit on Entertainment.
Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
Who was that hot MILF on Matlock? Didn't they have some babe, like a 40-year-old hot woman?
Was that Meredith?
I don't know, man. No, not Meredith Baxter.
No.
This was a really good-looking woman.
Yeah, I remember. I don't think she was a big star.
Are you kidding? Tim Wiley actually likes Matlock?
Yes,
are you serious?
He does, yeah.
What's the like?
I
it's the same.
That. I oh, love me and my dad, you
show
were
every
obsessed
time.
With that show.
I don't know.
He had that one pale blue suit.
Yeah.
That was it. He wore the same suit all the time. Joe Hipperson brought to you by Oric, the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. American Equity Mortgage, the longest running advertiser we have, 21 years on this show. See, this show was around before, you know, the 16 plus years that we were here. We were somewhere else, and American Equity was part of the show. I'd love for somebody to get a calculator and go look at the books and see how many hundreds of millions of dollars in total American Equity has saved people by reducing their mortgage rates, getting them a lower rate, saving them money there, or by getting them a mortgage when they didn't have one, stopping them from paying rent, throwing money away, or in helping them acquire a home equity loan or build consolidation loan, saving them money there too. Hundreds of millions, maybe billions. I don't know. 21 years is a long time to do what they do at the volume they do it. American Equity Mortgage. They work fast, and don't worry about the credit thing. Whatever your credit level, whatever your rating is, they'll get you the best rate they possibly can. Perfect or less than perfect credit. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Here comes the guy who loves Matlock. He's checking traffic. Airborne, Tim Weiland.
Hey, don't you go badmouth my Matlock.
Oh, no.
Old man.
You know,
I'm with you, Tim.
Old man.
You know, it's funny because you're right, Frank. They are almost all the same episode, but so was Perry Mason.
And so was that, what's her name, Murder, She Wrote. Everyone was the same show.
I don't know what got me addicted to it, but I maybe it's just because it was Andy Griffith, you know. I don't know
what? And I'll bet that had something to do with it. You had fond memories of Opie's daddy.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yes, I did. All right. We did go check out eastbound Highway 70 between Highway 55 and a little bit east of Route 4. They are doing some road work there, and the left lane is down. You pretty well backed up for about a mile from Highway 55 east, and then it's just single file until you get past the construction zone, and then things open up. We've got southbound 141 slow from Big Bend down through Highway 44. On northbound 141, exit to Big Bend, there's a stall blocking the center lane at that ramp. And then on westbound 70, You're looking slow now, approaching 270 to the Blanchette, from approaching 370 to Mid Rivers Mall Drive. And this traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. A summer favorite is back, the strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad, featuring fresh strawberries and antibiotic-free chicken. St. Louis Bread Company. Live consciously, eat deliciously. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Imagine being your own boss, making your own hours, working wherever and whenever you want, and finally making the kind of money you've always dreamed of. Sound too good to be true? My friend Anthony does just that. He runs his online business from his local coffee shop, and get this, he generated over $3.8 million last year alone. Picture how different your life could be, making money and running your own business where and when you want. Starting your lucrative online business is fast and costs next to nothing. You just need to know where to start and what to do. So we've put together a powerful report, the top 50 money-making niches waiting to be dominated. Get your report free by being one of the first 100 callers and start making money today. The toll-free line is now open at 800-577-4132. If you're ready to finally make the kind of money you deserve, be one of the first 100 callers and you could be the next coffee shop millionaire. Call 800-577-4132. That's 800-577-4132. Again, 800-577-4132.
Well, don't you love those commercials that makes it sound like having your own business means you don't have to do anything?
Yeah.
That sounds great, doesn't it? From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download the app STL Taxi. It's a great app, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody.
Bill, that segment with your uncle was fantastic. I loved it.
Thank you. I thought you'd enjoy that.
It was really good.
Well, Justin Bieber said he wants to have kids at a young age. Yeah, that's great. I guess the only good thing is that, I mean, Kim Kardashian's kid will have somebody to go to therapy with.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
And NBA star Kevin Durant, I believe his name, is engaged to Monica Wright, who just happens to be a star in the WNBA. They said they're looking forward to starting a family. That's sweet. I can just picture the first ultrasound showing the little fetus making a layup. Beautiful. There's a popular online video going around right now of a man trying to hit a pinata in which he swings, misses, and falls flat on his face. And after seeing the video, the Miami Marlins promptly offered him a job as batting coach.
Oh, boy.
And finally, this act. Wow, I hate to hear this. A woman in Toledo, Ohio, she's okay after crashing her car on a road with a 20-foot sinkhole.
Mm.
Yeah, wow, a road with a 20-foot sinkhole, or as the city of Crestwood calls it, an improvement.
Well, you can't go to Crestwood now.
Yeah, yeah, Bill Cleveland, driven through Crestwood. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill. Sounds like somebody has an axe to grind with Crestwood.
Yeah.
Don't go away. Playhouse is coming, joke and all. It is 5 o'clock at the Big Five.